WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful people. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the glorious chaos of life, one mindful moment at a time. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Like time is slipping through your fingers faster than that last piece of chocolate before your kids get their hands on it? Well, honey, I'm right there with you. We live in a world obsessed with speed and efficiency, where hurry up seems to be the universal mantra. But what if I told you that true fulfillment lies not in doing more, but in being more present? In cultivating patience, that often elusive superpower we all crave. Today, we're diving deep into building patience through mindfulness and self-awareness because trust me, it's a game changer. Now, before you click off thinking this is some hippy-dippy woo-woo stuff, let me be clear. This isn't about meditating for hours on end or becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about incorporating tiny shifts in your mindset and habits that can have a huge impact on your daily life. Think of it as upgrading your internal software, making those little tweaks that lead to major breakthroughs in your patience levels. Here are five key takeaways to help you unlock that inner reservoir of calm. First things first, awareness is your superpower. You've got to know what triggers your impatience before you can start tackling it. Ever feel like a ticking time bomb when stuck in traffic? Do grocery lines send you spiraling into a frenzy? Recognizing those pressure points is step one. Next up, practice mindful breathing. Seriously, people, breathe. When frustration starts creeping in, take a few deep breaths, focusing on the inhale and exhale. This simple act can instantly calm your nervous system and help you regain control. It's like hitting the pause button on your inner stress monster. Now, let go of perfectionism. Life is messy, beautiful chaos. Stressing over every little detail will only drain your patience. Remember, done is better than perfect. And sometimes a good laugh at your own imperfections can be the best antidote to frustration. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner voice whispering you're so slow or this is taking forever. Replace it with positive affirmations like I can handle this or progress over perfection. Be your own cheerleader, not your worst critic. Finally, practice gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a silly joke from your kid, these little moments of joy can shift your perspective and make even challenging situations feel more manageable. Let me tell you a story about this whole mindfulness thing in action. I was at the grocery store the other day, that land of potential chaos, am I right? Trying to grab a few things before my daughter's soccer practice. It was peak rush hour and let's just say, people were not exactly radiating patience. Suddenly, this woman ahead of me in line starts having a meltdown because they didn't have the exact brand of cereal she wanted. I felt myself getting tense, ready to roll my eyes and sigh dramatically. But then I remembered what we're talking about today. So I took a few deep breaths, focused on my gratitude for the fact that I actually had a working cot, not always a guarantee in this madness. And even offered her a little smile. Turns out, sometimes a simple act of kindness can diffuse tension faster than a fire extinguisher. The woman calmed down, we both chuckled at the absurdity of it all, and honestly, the whole experience became less stressful. D. Mindfulness works wonders. So there you have it, five key takeaways to help you cultivate patience in your daily life. Remember, building mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and embrace those moments of stillness amidst the chaos. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for staying patient? Share your tips and stories on social media, tag me at Mom Mindset Podcast, and let's build a community of calm and collected cool cats together. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration to help you navigate motherhood with grace, humor, and a whole lot of patience. See you tomorrow for another dose of Mom Mindset Magic.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.